This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I agree that the Chargers have had a tough 24 hours. 38-10.
Five minutes to go. Justin Herbert in the game?
All the way to the end.
What the blank are you doing there?
I mean, they just got dominated at home by Jacksonville. Four touchdowns with Herbert. What does that do to our power rankings tomorrow? Whoa!
Take a wrecking ball to those power rankings.
I'm Jacksonville,
glad I haven't been keeping track of them.
Will Jacksonville come in ahead of the Chargers tomorrow? How can they not? Or is that an any given Sunday situation? They smoked them. I watched half an hour of that game. Yeah. The Robinson touchdown, we'll get to the Bills. The Robinson touchdown is fourth and inches from the 50, and he just scored untouched. they dominated Jacksonville. And that's after beating the Colts by 24-0 the week before. All right. Overriding question, topic after yesterday's loss, do the Bills have a problem? And the answer maybe is no. But it's another close loss where we're taking turns. What if they had done this? What if they had done this? 90 plays to 39.
Yep.
497 yards to 212. The likes of these statistics is rare. Even in games that a team wins by a lot, you know, you sort of pull back. Like the Titan game doesn't look like that in the stat sheet. So it's unusual.
Yeah, to outgain an opponent by almost 300 yards is absurd.
And lose.
And lose, yeah. I mean, that's just bonkers.
So, whether it's the goal line stand by Miami, if you want to call it that, or the drive after that that ends with Isaiah McKenzie being tackled in the field of play and the Bills can't get the snap off. We talked about that one quite a lot in the beginning today. Because, for me, like on postgame yesterday, I dismissed a criticism of McKenzie there. And I still don't want to criticize McKenzie, but I did want to take a closer look at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we did, because I was harder on him than I want to be now yesterday, I think.
I don't want to be hard on him, though. I don't know if that's what – if you're
no, that's what
avoiding
I mean.
I
wanted to talk. I even wrote about it. Like, I don't, live. Oh, my God, get out of bounds. What are you doing? That's my reaction, and then we start our show. Right, I'm not poring over replays. I didn't get to watch post game. We do post game, so I go on the air with what is he doing? You gotta get out of bounds. It's the most important thing. And then looking back at it, like where he was, where tacklers were, like I think I understand what he was trying to do, and why he didn't just beeline for the sideline. I don't know that he knew he could make it, and I don't disagree.
He might not have made it, but I think it's possible that he does if he just commits 100% to it right away. And there's a guy right with him, another guy coming on the angle, and he gets hit around his ankle by the first guy, and that ends any chance of his making the sideline. So then he cuts upfield, he breaks the second tackle also, Xavien Howard, and eventually is tackled, and the Dolphins do the thing. It wasn't blatant in this case where the guy, he gets up, McKenzie, he's got the ball running to the middle of the field for the snap, and somebody sort of tries to knock it out of his hands. Maybe if they had, that would have the clock would have been stopped. Of course, these are all little things where we've all seen games where they have done that. You know, That's what losing a close game is. It's why didn't they call this penalty? Why wasn't there this challenge? You know, why did you call this play? But bottom line is Miami did it. You know, like we were, most of us were kind of cocky about the division this year and dismissive of them to a point, and they did it. And they were not bad in this game. This was not as the story of the stats that we talked about. They tell you one thing, but it's not like this was a game where you had four turnovers or something and we're just Miami just, you know, lucked out. I wouldn't quite say that either. I think they were good in this game. I think they were good.
They were. They still, I think, probably should have lost. But they made plenty of plays. Like you pointed out, and I wrote this too, like credit to them. They broke up passes. Even on that last drive, they broke up passes. Like they were, you know, for all the numbers the Bills put up, Miami made enough plays to get them the win. The reason I'm glad to be talking about the McKenzie play is like I think you could, like, do the Bills, the overarching conversation is, you know, close games, here it is again, right? Oh, don't worry, it'll fix itself. Okay, well, it's another one, and it didn't fix itself. Here's their first close game, first opportunity to sort of, like, you know, blow that, you know, pop that balloon about the thought that they don't have the clutch gene or something or whatever it is, and it, you know, they don't,
right?
And so, like, that's still there, and I think you could connect McKenzie not trying to get out of bounds to that overall point. Like, they're not prepared. They don't have awareness. I think McKenzie is exactly aware of what he's doing. I think he knows he's 5 yards or more short of the line to gain for the field goal. So even if he sprints for out of bounds, you're talking about a 64-yard field goal.
Well,
and, you know, maybe that's an outcome you would take rather than having the clock run out on you. I understand. But couple that with not, you know, being aware enough to think, I don't know that I can get to the sideline, and even if I do, I'm short of where we want to be, so let's do this other thing. Like, I don't think he really made a mistake. I think he tried to do the best he could in a situation where he was kind of stuck.
Me too. If you had all the time in the world to run that play and decide, like, what is the most optimal thing here for us, you know, you sort of stop time and you are able to do that. If it is his getting to the sideline, and then you don't kick on the next play, you have 10 seconds and it's third down and you run another play and you try to get into field goal range that way, you know, with a quick out or something like that. You can't be in the middle of the field, but you lose the same way without doing that. Mm-hmm. They lost that way anyway. So there was time for that to happen. If he had gotten to the sideline, just a sprint to the sideline and commits to it right away, gets there, then they're running another offensive play before
5 yard out. If it's incomplete, then you try a 64-yard field goal.
Right, but you know, you have a chance to get closer first. I brought this up earlier, and I think this would be interesting to hear opinions on, and has been. There's nobody on the sideline. You see it all on the screen. There's nobody on the sideline sort of waving their arms. Not that McKenzie would necessarily see them, but if you agree that that would have been the most optimal thing, you want somebody on the side, maybe the head coach, you want somebody on the sideline to know that and to be doing whatever he can to get McKenzie over here. Because if once he gets tackled, especially with, you know, he breaks the two tackles, that just makes it tougher. I wouldn't blame him for that either.
Right.
But
it all just took time. Yep.
And it's interesting to me, and I don't know if it's really deserving of criticism, but you don't see McDermott in that on the clip, on the screen. He is upfield, not super far, but the kicker line on TV was the 40. And the Bills might have thought the same, or they might have had a different yard line for Bass. But for whatever reason, the CBS line was the 40. And McKenzie catches the ball at like the 47 of Miami. And McDermott is up like around the 35. And I don't know why he would stand there for this play or for any play. I've never thought about this before. Like, where does the head coach want to stand? Usually you just see them somewhere around midfield. But he's upfield, so he is not there if he were thinking this way anyway. It's asking kind of a lot, but this is the thing, right, with the Bills, right? This is the thing. Will they get through the playoffs, or will one of these things come up and you'll be like, shouldn't they have known to do this differently? Who knows? I want to say again, I don't know if this is fair, but it'd be nice if you had somebody on the Bills, like across from McKenzie, just in case he sees you and does it, sort of waving him over here. Get out of bounds is our only chance. And you don't have that. And McDermott, he only shows up on the screen coming back toward where the tackle happens as the play is ending. So I thought that might have been interesting. There's also this. So we all saw Ken Dorsey's tantrum at the end of this game. And McDermott sounds like he was not impressed.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised in the least by that.
Are you surprised that he would say it? Let me tell you what he said.
Yeah, all right.
From Sal's Twitter, quote, and Sal will be on at 6. We've discussed it. We have to keep our poise, and he's aware of that. As leaders, we have to be more poised and model that. And he said the other things about admiring Dorsey and loves that he cares that much and, you know, how he does his job. But he was willing to say that's not what we want.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It'll look like.
Right.
My words.
Yep. And I'm, you know, 100% that's how I feel. Like, I get players like Eric saying, like, oh, I'll go to battle with that guy. You know, I know, you know, like there was reason to question whether he cared about his job or was passionate about it. I don't know. I just don't know. I guess I subscribe, and I think I have for a while, like, you know, don't let him see you sweat. And, like, I know the stakes are large. Like, we all understand. But when you lose it like that publicly, I think, and everyone sees it, I think from now on, this is another thing I think you can attach to. Are they buttoned up? Do they, you know, are they going to have it? Because if my coordinator is, and we already know, right? It was a joke. I don't want to come off like a psychopath and all that stuff from the summer. He'll be in the booth because he's too hot tempered. I don't know. I don't want to think that you miss a play. Now I know it's the end of the game. So there's not another play to call. So, you know, you losing your head doesn't matter in the flow of that game. But I just, it's not what I want to see from anybody in a leadership position, ever. I mean, to me, you lost it, and you can't be losing it. Your job is to, you know, keep things on track. So, I don't know. I didn't like it at all. I had not seen it yesterday when we were on the air and
oh, yeah?
You mentioned it. I got, you know, it happened, and I just sort of, I quickly ran up here and just, you know, got ready to do the show. And so I didn't even – I saw reference to it, but it wasn't until we were done that I actually saw it. And, I mean, it's just – It's embarrassing.
It's unfortunate. Yes.
I really think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I don't think that's leadership at all. Again, I'm not there. I'm not a player. I don't need to, you know, go to war with these guys. Like, they need to feel that about one another. But that is not a good moment at all. And it is stuck on him and them until further notice.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I think Kyle Brandt, I saw him, you know, today talking about it, not on their show. It was like some other, like, little podcast video thing. I don't know. He just got a tattoo, and I totally agree. But it's a tattoo that everyone can see, and we're going to see it over and over and over again.
It doesn't have to mean anything, really, to the Bills at all. Like, you know, it happened, and maybe it won't happen again. If, you know, assuming that they want it to not happen again, which is certainly how McDermott sounds, and I would agree. It doesn't have to mean anything to their season.
No.
I would not make the first step toward, like, that this is something bad happening, you know, or something, you know, you said it already. You said, who knows? Like, if you buttoned up, right? You could say that. You could wonder. You could include this in some category of things that might make you wonder what's going to happen.
If you think we are not going to hear about this every time there is anything to question about a decision that is made on a play call or a big situation or anything, it is going to be a go-to consistently when they miss. Whenever they miss, whenever the offense misses, it'll be, oh, well, I don't know, was Dorsey up there throwing stuff around again? That's why you don't want it. I mean, at least for me anyway. I don't know, the team, it doesn't have to mean anything to the team. You're right. Let's go about their business and do their thing. They all know he's got this temper. They were joking about it, like I said, in the summer. But from the outside, I mean, what are you left with? You're left wondering if this guy is he's just going to lose it. I don't want to be thinking that about a guy that has a job that is that important, but I'm going to be.
Yeah, I don't disagree that we'll hear about it. I just want to. I'll be here to make sure, and so will you, whether it's deserved, whether it's really, like, sort of meaningful in the future. But, you know what? I've said this a lot. You've agreed and said it too, that when things go wrong with the Bills offense, he'll be blamed for them.
Right.
And I don't know. Do we have that from yesterday? I guess it's happened a little bit on today's show. They threw the ball to running backs, you know, the read option stuff, different facets of their approach to this game, their game plan.
Yeah, they never found a way to crack the Dolphins really down the field. It's funny, I made this point earlier, and then I think going to the break, we heard maybe the longest completion of the day, which was a pass down the middle to McKenzie. But mostly, Miami defended that. And so, I mean, they piled up so many yards, but it was all, they never had that moment where they you know, were able to lightning strike. I think, you know, it's a loss, so there's always, you know, they should have run it, they should have passed it, they, you know, the stuff at the goal line on the penultimate possession of the game for the Bills, there's questions about it. I just don't think Dorsey did himself any favors with people that are ready to criticize him anyways, because he's not Brian Daboll.
So what is the defense of Dorsey that I'm seeing today? Like, the one point overall that it shows he's competitive. Man, what I take exception to is that somebody who doesn't throw a fit isn't competitive, right? Like, some of the greatest champions and athletes and coaches throughout sports history, they're not throwing fits. Like, they're able to keep it together, and they would never be accused of not wanting to win or anything.
Yeah, I would never assume someone that I'm competing with, I mean, it's silly in this context to even put it that way, but, or that I'm watching compete. Like, the person who loses it, I think I've got him.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Like, I've got you. You know, don't let him see you sweat. I know. It's like, you know, it's one of the oldest sayings in the book, but that's where I'm at. You, if I can think that I made you do that, that's a win. That's a win for me. You lost it because you couldn't handle me. Win. So don't give them that. You know, just don't give them it. Are we talking about this today? If they show Ken Dorsey and he calmly folds his laptop or whatever he had there and takes off his headset and walks away, like, you see him? He doesn't even care. I mean, you'd have to be a maniac to make that point.
But it is made.
I know. I would never ever assume that. And so, I don't know, doing the opposite is not helpful. It serves no purpose at all.
It was after the game was over,
mm-hmm.
if that means anything. I wouldn't want it in my coaches, you know, either. I've said that too, but we'll see. At this point, I don't want to morph their offense and that tantrum. You know, I don't want to combine those things into something that tells me that they're going to have a problem. I agree with you completely when you're competing with somebody or any of that, the same thing, you know, that feels like an advantage. This is the end of the game. And I wonder if he's embarrassed. You know, I didn't see that today. He did give a quote. It's on Sal's Twitter. There is a quote from Dorsey about the game, but I didn't see anything from him about this.
I saw I have to learn from it.
Okay.
I think I saw him say that.
Okay.
I want to learn from it.
Better than, like, what's the big deal?
Sure.
All right, here's Joe on WGR. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Joe, thanks.
Curious what your take is on this. So I understand that turning around from a Monday night is always difficult, right, to play again on Sunday. But given the fact that our first game was on Thursday night, and our second game was on Monday night, it seems to me it would be tough for Buffalo to establish any type of routine. Just curious, like, how you guys think that might have impeded our performance.
I would not think at all that it would have impeded their performance, but I think there's a certain logic to what you're saying, that your routine doesn't really get established. And we know this coach to be very routine-minded. Maybe a lot of them are. Maybe they all are. So it's maybe a little bit of a different challenge you have. The problem you have, though, is that every good team gets treated this way.
Right.
The better you are, the more night games you're going to have. You're going to play on Thanksgiving, and you better be able to figure that out. And in the last couple of years, when they've been in primetime more, they've been great in those spots. And they were great the first two nights.
It's a very particularly tough set of circumstances, given the number of injuries they had last Monday night against Tennessee. Short week. In the conditions they had to play in, like, it's a perfect storm. This is aside from the routine point, although that holds too. But whether they had played, had more time, maybe that would have made a difference for some guys like Poyer, maybe Mitch Morse. I don't know. So short week is a problem in and of itself. And then you've got the irregularity of the schedule to begin the season. They'll get out of that. They'll settle in here. I mean, these games will now – this week, I bet it will feel like a short week too, with all the injuries they've got and all the guys they need to recover. Like, we're going to be exhausted reading the injury report because there's so many damn names on it.
Miami as well. Miami plays Thursday night in Cincinnati. That's travel also. And they're probably a little bit tired.
I would think.
Yeah. after yesterday. Thanks, Joe. 803-0550 for your calls. More after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Fourth down, Jamison Crowder, the return man for Buffalo. The snap to Morstead. This kick is partially blocked high into the air. The Bills, it'll sail out the back of the end zone. It's a safety. It's a safety. And the Bills had two on the board.
They've been helping me every day since I got here, from day one, you know. Even without helping me, just being able to watch them, learn from them, seeing them do it the right way. That way I can implement it the same way that they do it. But today, just helping me situational, just being aware of what's going on, telling me what they see out there, they were a tremendous help. And they'll continue to be as long as they can be.
Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, among those pressed into service yesterday, speaking on what Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer have meant to him. Of course, Hyde was lost for the season after his injury last Monday night. Might seem like a long time ago. We haven't really had a show during when we've known that Hyde wouldn't be back this year. We were worried about it. Talked about it a little bit yesterday, but the Bills have a lot of stuff now to sort out, including, I suppose, the Dolphins, who are in first place. 21-19 Miami yesterday. Sal Capaccio joins us in 30 minutes with all this injury news and more to talk about. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550 for your calls. We've got Paul next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, Paul.
I just had a quick comment. When you guys were talking about Ken Dorsey, I totally agree with what you're saying. But I think you can't leave out Josh Allen. When he ripped that guy's helmet off and he got the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which really hurt at the time.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Allen was provoked. We had a bad connection here, Paul, so we'll move on. But provoked is a nice word for what happened there. But what would you want? You know, if you care about composure, you care about penalties, you know, you would want him to not rip the guy's helmet off.
Right. I think it's when you are, you know, I'm guessing from, well, a few things. I mean, I'm guessing because of the way Allen reacted and how he responded to a question about what happened that provoked that reaction, and some of what he appeared to be gesturing to officials about immediately after the play, that Wilkins was kneeing him or kicking him in the lower abdominal region. So, like, to me, that's like, do I want to keep my cool there? Yeah. Do I want my quarterback to keep his cool there? Yeah. To me, that's different than getting mad because the play didn't go your way. I mean, you're being physically attacked in some way. And so your reaction to me is a little more forgivable. I get it. I want Allen to be cool too. And he lost it there. To me, that's way more forgivable than you know. Forgivable makes it sound like I want Dorsey prosecuted for this. I mean, it's just not a good look. Neither one is a good look. To me, Allen is way more understandable than Dorsey.
One is 15 yards.
Well, that's also true. Yes. They did overcome it.
They did. How about Tua going back in? What's up with that? Didn't take long for
the cover story.
That's right. And then after that, it didn't take long for there to be news of an investigation into it. So today, he's got a sore back. Like, mm-hmm. That's what the story is today.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that, to me, that doesn't pass the smell test. But you know, what do I know? I wasn't surprised, and that's not a compliment to the league that he came back in the game. But if he didn't have a head injury and doesn't have a head injury, then, you know, we're all whistling in the dark, I think.
Yeah, they've got to keep him from having a head injury now as the days go forward.
Right.
It's still a back injury today. Hard, just impossible to believe that. But also not, because it's pro sports and there's a lot of money on the line. What did the outcome of yesterday's game do to the futures, AFC East, all of that, the odds that we talk about so often? Do you know?
I think so. I think there was minimal if any movement.
I'm trying to find out. Right now?
I did see it earlier today.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Just a lot of buttons. All right, the Bills are still quite the favorite in the Super Bowl odds. Kansas City lost, too. So Bills at plus 450 at MGM. That's short. I mean, that's kind of where they've been. Second choice, Kansas City alone, plus 800. Big gap. AFC East, Buffalo, minus 250. Miami, plus 220. Those numbers are almost like cut in half from last week, but we talked about this, right? We said they would still be favored.
Right. Miami's odds got better. Yeah.
Miami's odds got better. Buffalo's got worse, or better if you want to bet them. It's not as expensive.
Right. Sure. Yep.
NFC South. Tampa. Can anybody else make it interesting there or no?
My hope was New Orleans would, and I just don't know what the hell they are. But bad is what they are, I think. But probably that's it. They're bad, at least to start the year. But Tampa, I mean, they look they look terrible, right?
They do. They have guys out. They have important guys out. Mm-hmm. Evans, Godwin, I mean, that's big. And Julio, even if you want him. So they have lineman injuries too. Fournette's playing. It's not good, but you could see that. I could see that getting better once. I mean, Evans was a suspension. He'll be back. Godwin may be back. Who knows? Like, these guys could all be back as soon as this week. New Orleans. You know what New Orleans is? It's Jameis Winston. It's the Jameis Winston show.
Mm-hmm.
He is throwing the ball deep, like, all the time. And, you know, mixed results, right? It's good for their rookie, Olave. Olave mm-hmm. is thriving. In this game yesterday to Carolina, they lost. They lost Michael Thomas to an injury. They lost Landry to an injury. And they, you know, they got beat. It was a defensive touchdown that put Carolina up, and Carolina kind of rolled. Mayfield Bulldog, have you seen any of him?
I saw him the first 2 weeks. I did not see any of the highlights from yesterday.
Bad. You know, we both kind of like, there's a quarterback in there.
Yeah, right.
It's not showing. It's not showing. But they won anyway. Atlanta won in Seattle. But I don't know if anybody can give Tampa a game in that division, and the odds say still Tampa, minus 400 to win the NFC South. Here is Pete next. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Kevin. I just, you know, the injuries are really, you know, they're really piling up. And I think, you know, the Bills have done a really good job over the last few years of avoiding them. And I don't know if it's due to their training staff or nutrition. But I think, like, in this particular year, you can really trace it back to the curse of Ariza.
Okay.
I you know what I did there? I really didn't listen to a word the guy said because he's waiting for something.
Of course.
When he called us Mark and Kevin.
Of course.
Just waiting yeah. out. Okay.
I don't know. It. Like, this time I felt there was a non-zero chance it would be funny.
Yeah.
Was I wrong? I mean, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Thanks, Pete, if that's your name. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this. Sal coming up in 20 minutes here on WGR.
Josh takes, looks, pressured, gets away from it. Fires a short one. This one caught by Isaiah McKenzie trying to head out of bounds. And McKenzie is brought down.
You got to get up and spike immediately. You got to get up and spike immediately.
5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're running out of time. 1 second. That's it. Ball game. Game is over.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought our training staff did a great job. Yeah, guys are going down. Some of it heat related, some of it other, you know, injury related there. And just real proud of the guys. I know we didn't get the result that we all came down here for. I think we learned something about our team today, that's for sure. And proud of the guys and the way they battled, the effort they gave us.
So many players out and then in and out. So many chances to win, but Miami, 3-0 after yesterday's 21-19 win. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. 803-0550 for your calls. We got about 5 minutes. Sal Capaccio coming up with the latest on injuries and might have to just crumple up the depth chart, make a new one. Offensive line, secondary, we'll see. Aaron Judge in Toronto tonight, first mm-hmm. of three.
Yep.
That worked out. If you are a Yankees fan, we know that there are thousands of them, and they go to mm-hmm. Toronto from here and also would be up there to see the Yanks play the Jays, and he did not get his 61st or 62nd home runs in the weekend series with Boston. And yesterday's, I think, was rain shortened, right? Last night, they didn't play a full game.
I didn't even look. I saw it was a very low scoring. I think 2-1 was the final. I didn't know if that got shut down because of weather or not. I did just see a tweet that today is the exact date that Maris tied Ruth.
Oh, 60.
So, yeah, for 60. So I don't know what Twitter account, but it was like quote tweeted, like, would be cool if you know, Judge did it tonight in Toronto on the same day that it doesn't really line up. He's already, well, yeah, no, he's trying to tie him. Yeah. So yeah. No, he has already,
he's trying to tie Maris now.
He's
so it's one more.
Maris, right. So if he ties Maris on the same day that Maris tied Ruth, that'd be pretty cool. That's the point.
Yeah. You going? You going to go up there?
I'm not. No.
No?
I'd want to be on the road already if I were going to go to a 7 o'clock game at Rogers Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, so a couple times yesterday and today I made a point about Gabriel Davis, just sort of assuming that he was not at full strength. I don't have to be right. I mean, he played the vast majority of snaps in this game. Again, he doesn't usually get a lot of targets, and I think maybe he caught three passes in this game. Was he certainly dropped at least one or didn't catch at least one. in the end zone there. Do you agree with that or any thought on him?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I would assume that the plan would have been for him to not play 96% of the snaps coming off of that injury, but that Kumerow going out of the game when he did left them with really no – well, I mean, the minimal alternatives. I think probably Kumerow would have eaten into the snap count for Davis if he weren't injured early in the game.
Six targets for Davis. 3 for 37. What's interesting? What else is interesting to you about usage from yesterday? You have Cook getting 5 targets in this game. Everything from the running backs was through the air. Like they didn't. Those right. Three guys, Cook, Singletary, and Moss. Well, Moss had the 43-yard run. Take that out, which I probably shouldn't do. I have 19 rushing yards from those three guys. 6 for McKenzie, 47 from Allen, his usual stat line. 8 for 47.
I hope that we don't end up in a situation where the Bills are like that Miami hasn't provided somebody with any kind of a blueprint. I'm not inclined to draw any conclusions about usage and targets and all sorts of stuff, considering just how mangled they were in this game. As the game went on, I mean, it was just like hard to keep track of who's in and who's out, and I think that's just a tough game to react to about trends or something. But
yep,
was it 19 targets to running backs?
At least
16. I mean, it's a big number.
17 to those three.
Okay, Gilliam should be included in there.
Three
too,
more.
Then.
20.
I don't think that's the Bills' way forward necessarily, but they could not really get anything going downfield. And what we don't know, like, you know, I'm not pouring over all 22 here. So were there shots there that they just couldn't get to because of pass rush?
Maybe not.
I know. Go ahead.
No, sorry, I shouldn't have jumped in. I said maybe not.
Yeah, I know there was one play. Boy, I don't remember which sequence now, but there's pressure right up the middle on Allen on a pass play in the red zone, like near the goal line. Where on a replay of it, I think you can see Knox has beat his guy and he is running to the middle of the end zone, and it looks like an easy throw, but Allen just doesn't have time to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, that was one replay that, you know, conveniently showed up the way it did and maybe lent you a clue about what could have happened on the play if they could have protected a little better. It's possible that there's a half a dozen or more other examples like that in the game where, you know, the stuff is there downfield, but, you know, that's the gambit, right? If you have those shots, you got to be able to hold off if they're bringing two or more extra rushers. You got to be able to hold that off, and if you don't, well, you know, I hope you enjoyed your open guy running down the field, but your quarterback was on his face, you know? There may have been that in the game, so I wouldn't want to go after them too hard for like not being able to do that. Maybe all their shots were undone by pass rush.
Yeah, when you saw downfield passes, you saw coverage. And, right. You know, right down to the end of this game, that last drive, yep. A pass to Diggs. The first play of that last drive maybe is to Diggs on the right, and it's broken up, and he goes off the field.
Yep.
And the other one to Davis down below, like there, mm-hmm. there was coverage. The touchdown pass to Davis that was broken up, I mean – You gotta say it. Miami was right there with those guys.
Yeah, there were not guys running wide open in this game.
Really. Such a huge thing. I mean, the Bills have thrived with their pass defense being so good, coverage, you know, the safeties and the role they've played, and you can just do so much else that way. And that was kind of Miami's deal yesterday. At least it would seem so anyway. Like you said, you don't know just from watching on TV what Allen maybe didn't see, but still, they were on
our guys. It's not that often I come out of a game and am just thinking about like all player from the other team, but Holland, that safety was massive yesterday. I just felt like he was the key plays. He was just there, man. Like, I was really impressed by that guy.
You know, he's Canadian.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he going to this Blue Jays game?
Not sure.
Probably not.
He's from BC. Went to Oregon.
All right.
Second round pick last year.
Nice player. I was impressed by him yesterday.
Sal Capaccio after sports. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Buffalo Bills Football Monday continues on WGR.
The snap. Josh looks his way. Fires short left side. It is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Caught by Devin Singletary in the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown toss. Singletary was wide open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.